Hey, well, good morning. September 14th. It's been a can't believe it's September already, but we're going to call to order the meeting for the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board for this month. Miss Unmacht, if you could do a roll call for us, please.
Sure, and I'll let one more person in from the waiting room. Good morning, caller ending 8085. Is that you again, Jessica?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I don't know why my service kicked me off twice. Sorry.
No worries. I'll try to remember next time if it happens again, then I don't have to ask you that question again.
Okay,
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem. All right. Board members present in the room are Matt Giordano and board members on the call, Dennis Dowling, Valerie Beckett, and Constable Mahogany Kennedy. We also have guests attending in the room. We have Alicia Walters. We have our investigator, Steve Jacobs. We have the administrator coming up, Chandani, and myself, Tracy. And then we also have Constable Scott Blake on the call, Brian Hunt, Patrice Goodman, Jessica Schaefer. And I believe that's it, unless I missed someone.
Did you say Mike?
I'm here,
Oh,
Tracy.
I'm sorry, I missed Michael Hogarth. Yes. Michael Hogarth is on the call as well.
Thank you. So we do have a quorum, Ms. Unmacht.
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank you. So let's get going. I do have a few announcements for myself, but and given that, does anybody have anything they would like to announce? Okay, so I do have three things. I just want to just announce the that we did have a JP conference last week, and just that there was a joint session that did involve the constables, and it did seem very conducive and productive. And I think hopefully that the constables will be looking in the future towards doing, and the JP is doing more things such as that, so they can coordinate some efforts on process. The second one is this is my favorite one of the day, is that I'm going to be leaving the meeting early today. So at some point, Constable Hogarth will be taking over to finish off the meeting. And there was three. Give me a second to remember the third one. I didn't write these down. Oh, I know what it was. It's the actually this is the most important one of the day, and that is just my ex express my gratitude for the years that Miss Unmacht has been with us. So we do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Given that, anybody else have anything before we move on to C? Okay. So we do have the previous meetings from the last meeting. Everybody should have had a chance to review those with your packets. Is there any additions, corrections, or motions to approve?
Mr. Chair,
Mr.
I
Chair.
so move to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Ms. Kennedy. Do we have a second?
Gospel Hogarth, second.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approval, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Thank you. And minutes are approved. So let's move on to D, and this is the call to the public, and this is the time for the public to make any oral comments to the board in person. Please note that written statements submitted to the board are not read during the call to the public, and they are not accepted as part of the meeting record. Also, keep in mind, board members cannot discuss items that are not already on the agenda. Therefore, unless a comment relates only to an item on the agenda for the meeting, pursuant to statute, the board's ability to act on that comment is limited to directing staff to study the matter, respond to criticism, or scheduling the matter for further consideration and decision at a later date. Please note that there's 2 minutes allotted to the public. That way, we can keep the meeting going as scheduled. Is there anybody in the public who would like to make comment this morning?
Oh, I don't know what you guys are doing. No, I'm good.
You want to say anything?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I just want to talk about my case. So I just wait for that part, right?
No, during the public. This
This
would
is
be
the call to the
the
public. If you would like, if so, if there's somebody in the public who would like to make comment, now would be the opportunity.
Okay. I'm down here in I number A, and I would like to make a
Hold on, hold
comment.
on, hold on, hold on a second. First, you need to let me know who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Alicia Walters.
Okay, so Ms. Walters, so I'm going to start my stopwatch. You have 2 minutes to make comments, so please proceed when you're ready.
Okay, can I have a timeout real fast? I don't really know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, this is the call to the public. Now would be your chance to make any public comment you would like to make. Would you like to make comments or not, ma'am?
Yeah, we have your complaint. We've read the information. This is your opportunity to provide us any additional.
Okay, that's the same right here. Yes. Okay, I'm going to go really fast. So when the constable came to my house, I had tried several times to get Kevin served with a constable, and they told me that they had to do a background check, kind of go over the address, make sure everything at the address was correct, if there was any other complaints or anything like that. Many times my ex Kevin had told me that he's going to send people to my house to make me disappear. Because of this, I'm very paranoid. I'm on medication. I have high anxiety. I was in the shower when the constable was trying to come into my house. My son was in the bathroom with me. When I heard the banging at the door, I got out of the shower, tried to get dressed as fast as possible. If he had a body camera, you would see my hair's in a pony. I'm in mismatching clothes. I was trying to get to my gun because I thought somebody was breaking into my house. I had an order of protection. I changed all the locks. Nobody had keys. I was going for my gun when he got to the door. Because of his not running any of this stuff, I possibly could have shot this man, shot through the door, thinking he was an intruder. And he would have returned fire, essentially shooting me and or my 2-year-old son that was in the room with us. I just feel like the lack of due diligence was there. He gave permission to a third party to cut the screen and break through a window to get into my home, which was my protected space. I own the house. I own the home. If he would have looked this up on the AZ, what is it called? That AZ place that has all of this information, I feel like he would have known, and he could have read through the stuff that was on my order of protection to know why Kevin wasn't there. Then while he was inside of my home, he left Kevin alone and his brother alone to go through my property, look around, see where I have placed the new cameras up, because Kevin had stolen all my other cameras. Kevin and his brother had access to my full property, full everything. Nobody was there supervising them. I had stuff missing from my property
I'm gonna have to ask you to wrap it up. I'll give you a few more seconds if you'd like to wrap up your comments.
Okay, I would just like to make known that if somebody, especially a constable, his job is to protect the people, that maybe he should run an address, he should run the names of the people that he's serving, because had he done that, he would have known that Kevin had lied on his order of protection and didn't check that third line that said that there was already an order against him. All right.
Well, ma'am, I'm going to have to stop you there. We're going over your time limit on that. I do appreciate you giving your comments and having that time to speak. It sounds like most of what you have is covered in your complaint, but I do appreciate you taking the opportunity to address the board. Is there anybody else in the public who would like to address the board?
I would. My name is Jessica Schaefer.
Okay. Give me 1 second, Ms. Schaefer. Okay. When you're ready, Ms. Schaefer, 2 minutes.
My name is Jessica Schaefer. I believe I was a victim of Constable Paul Briscoe in Bullhead City, Arizona. You've read my complaint. He threatened to call CPS on me for not answering the door, made slander against me and my family. He's threatened me and my husband. For somebody that I have several cases open, orders of protection against, just as the other woman was saying, they're here to protect and serve. Super disappointing. But I just want to verify that, like, I live in a gated community, the nicest community in our town. My husband was State Trooper of the Year. Both of my parents are LA County Sheriffs. I have my master's in education, and I take a lot of pride in how I uphold my family and my lifestyle and, like, you know, how we live. So it's just very, very, like, wrong to be even throwing CPS, like, around me or at my name. Like, I've never had a case open with CPS, and it's just very sad as a mom to be threatened like that. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'm glad that you were able to take that opportunity to address the board today. Is there anybody else in the public who would like to make comments? And actually, before I didn't hear anything that would give the board the ability to respond to any of that. I don't want to diminish the board's ability to respond to anything if they feel it's necessary. Is there anybody on the board who wanted to respond to anything we heard in the call to public today? Okay, thank you. Just one last call. Anybody else in the public would like to make comments? Okay, here now we'll move on to E. Ms. Unmacht, if you could present to us, please.
And actually, I don't have a report to present. I kept it on the agenda, hoping they would get it to me because they told me last week it would be ready. But we do not have a report. I think July closed really late with the new fiscal year. So I'll have to report next month.
Well, you won't have to report next. I like it.
Okay, well, thank you. I guess there's no action to take there. I'm going to take F and then I'm going to step out. But I just want to get a clarification. We did have, I did notice, Ms. Elmack, I did notice the one request for the, or two vests in one request. Those didn't fall under this grant. It fell under the regular grant, correct?
That's correct. They came in as the regular, under the regular equipment grant this cycle. Okay. Now, those are the only grant applications we received were for the regular equipment.
Okay. Just with that new cycle that we installed, I just wanted to clarify that it wasn't part of that one. So at this point, I need to step out. So Constable Hogard, I'm going to pass the gavel to you. Thank you, sir, for being available to take care of that today. And everybody have a great month.
Thanks, Constable or Judge Dowling, Chairman Dowling.
You're welcome.
And I guess we'll move on to G on the general equipment grant applications. Everybody, I guess, turned in score sheets on that?
They did. Let me try to pull that up here. Why isn't it coming up? There we go. Come on. Well, sorry, bear with me. I had it open and it's not loading for some reason. Let me pull it back up. Give me 1 minute here. And it's loading. Okay, I received scores from everyone except for Christine Shipley, who is not in attendance at the meeting. And we did average scores. The Apache Laptops application received an average score of 29.2. The Coconino Ballistic Vest, 28.2. Maricopa County Ammunition Request, 29.2. Maricopa County Milo Request, 26.4. And the Coconino Clear Program, 28.
Does that mean they're all met the minimum threshold?
There isn't a minimum threshold. The scores are mainly to just evaluate if you need to decide whether or not you're going to fund something. Oftentimes, if you have more requests than we have funding for, we use that scoring system to rank them and determine how to appropriate that money.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
I'd like a motion to accept all the grants as submitted.
Do we have a second on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Valerie Beckett. I will second that motion.
Okay, we've got a second. Looks like everybody will get their money.
Should we do a roll call, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, let's do a roll call.
Okay, Vice Chair Hoggard.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
Matt Giordano.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous.
Okay, moving on to I, discussion and possible action on constable complaints.
There aren't any.
Yes? Oh.
Sorry, Mike, we were just discussing H, but there are no grants for outside training.
Yeah, yeah. Moving to A, CNA 354-2024, Alicia Walters versus James, Constable James Rich. Has everybody had a chance to read that?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that forward. I'd like to hear from Council Rich to explain what exactly occurred that day. I'd like to move it forward.
Mr. Chairman, this is Valerie Beckett.
Yes.
I would also agree that this needs to be moved forward.
Okay. We move, that will move forward, and we'll send out something to the constable to have him respond.
Mr. Chair, if I may, roll call.
Yes. Thank you, Constable Kennedy. Roll call.
Well, and as a point on when with initial screenings, it just takes one person. If you do want to do a roll call, just for the record, we can do that. It's not required. But if you'd like to do one, we'll go ahead. Would you like to proceed with a roll call?
Go ahead with the roll call.
Okay. Vice Chair Hoggard.
Aye.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to CNA 355-24. William Rucker versus Chris Sumner. Has everybody had a chance to read the report?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt, if I may.
Yes.
I read the complaint. I understand a little bit where Mr. Rucker's coming from, but if I can give you some anecdotal evidence, during my time with the Phoenix Police Department, numerous times would I allow someone to wear my police jacket while at a scene when it was cold out. Never once did they intend or do they pretend to be a police officer. And in this case, I do not believe Mr. Sumner was intending or acting as though he was a constable. He was riding with another constable at the scene of a very chaotic and hectic situation. And for ease of identification, I think Mr. Branham allowed him to wear that outer vest in addition to security because it was ballistic rated. So again, I have no desire to move this forward. I don't believe there's any violation and it's outside of our purview as well.
Any other comment? Okay, well, we're not moving it forward. Let's do a roll call on this where we're not going to move it forward.
Okay, Vice Chair Hubbard?
Aye.
Valerie Beckett?
Aye to dismiss, yes.
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 Constable Kennedy?
Aye to dismiss.
And Matt Giordano made the motion to dismiss. Unanimous.
Okay, we dismiss on 355-2024. Moving on to CNA 356-2024, Jessica Schaefer versus Paul Briscoe. Everybody's had a chance to read the report or review it. Any comments?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie Beckett.
Yes.
I would like to move this forward. I would like to hear from the constable on this matter.
Okay. Motion to move forward. That I believe we only takes one, so that will move forward on Jessica Schaefer versus Paul Briscoe. Moving to D, CNA 357-2024, Terry Johnson versus Tony Martin. Has everybody had a chance to review the file on that?
Mr. Chair, this is Matt, if I may.
Yes, Matt.
You know, I think I know what happened. I think I can read between the lines on this one, but I think just for consistency and for clarification, I say we move this forward, even though it appears that Deputy Constable Martineau is on a current vacation pending his upcoming retirement. I think I'd still like to get maybe some clarification. And if that's really just having our investigator review the court records to provide us the information we need to close this out or move it forward in the future, I think that would be beneficial to the board.
Okay. 357-2024, Terry Johnson versus Tony Martin. We've got a motion to move it forward, so it will move forward to the investigator. Moving to E, CNA 358-2024, Terry Johnson versus CESTB Umbrick. Everybody had a chance to review this?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt once again, if I may.
Yes.
I think we can take E and F together if you're so inclined. First and foremost, we have zero jurisdiction over Ms. Unlocked or Chairman Dowling based on our rules, as well as I will articulate and I will argue all day long that the CESTB is more professional, more thorough than it's ever been under the leadership of Chairman Dowling and the guidance of Ms. Unlocked. So with that, I request we close both of these out with no action.
Been motion to dismiss on both of these. I agree also that we actually have no jurisdiction on them, but let's do a roll call on this, just where we're dismissing.
Okay, Constable Hogard.
Aye to dismiss.
Valerie Beckett.
Aye to dismiss.
Constable Kennedy.
Aye to dismiss.
Matthew O'Donnell moves the motion.
Okay, I guess that gets us through the complaints. Moving on to J, presentation and discussion and possible action on review of updating of rules and operation. Constable Kennedy.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have made contact with the young lady that is going to assist us in the rules. By the next meeting, you all will have a copy of that to review so we can finalize. That is due in late October. So I plan on dedicating my next few weeks, that Thursday and Friday, to finishing this off. And we should be good to go for the next few years.
Great. Thank you, Constable Kennedy, for taking care of that. Is there anybody have any questions or discussion on that? Okay, moving on. K, administrative update. I don't have it. Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were. Go ahead. Finish.
Administrative update. What have we got?
Okay. We'll go for you before. Chandani and I spent quite a bit of time since the last meeting working on getting our submissions to the governor's office for budget and planning. As I mentioned at our last meeting or a previous meeting, budget and planning implemented an entirely new system, which was a little bit confusing, and the training was a little lacking as far as for an agency like us. But anyway, we did get them submitted. We had a few hiccups along the way, but everything has been submitted, and I've gotten the green light that everything looks good. So that is done. Chandani, do you have anything for us on the board positions? Chandani has been working on the vacancy.
Let's see. I did call the boards and commissions to get an update on where our potential applicant for the public member position. Mm-hmm. They are still working through some internal changes. So I did emphasize the need to have a quorum every month. So hopefully that will get them moving. So I will follow up again in the next week or two.
Okay.
And for the record, I think at the last meeting, we mentioned that Mike Branham was interested in that position. After the meeting, I assisted in directing him to apply. He did apply. And I believe they received his application. And do they have some other applications from?
Yes, which is odd because no one besides Mike Branham reached out about the open position.
I had someone reach out to me, so I know. I think he's applied as well.
Okay. Once I follow up, I'll have a little bit more. So I'll we'll update next meeting.
Okay. The only other thing I have is this is my last meeting unless Shanani needs me to help her out in the future. It's been a pleasure serving this board for the last, I guess it's been 9 years or so. So I've enjoyed it. And maybe I'll see your faces again if Shanani needs me as backup. I'll be around for a while, kind of as serving as a backup role and help.
Remember, they're virtual, so if you have nothing to do on the second Thursday of every month, you can.
That's all I have. Unless you do you have anything else to add, John? Okay, that's it for administrative report.
Well wishes and thank you.
Yes, Tracy, thank you very much.
And Tracy, I've been with you for a while now, and I cannot express my gratitude for your help in getting me up to date very quickly and for keeping all of us in line. With all that goes on, your dedication to this and your professionalism has really brought us along, and I just cannot thank you enough for your service, and we will miss you.
Thank you. Shanani will do a great job.
We have complete faith. Big shoes to fill, but we have complete faith.
Okay, moving to L, future agenda and action items. Has anybody got anything that you want on the next agenda? Anything for the next agenda? Last time to speak up. Okay, I guess we're to M, the adjournment. Does anybody want to adjourn, or do you want to stay and visit?
Mr. Chair, I move to adjourn said meeting.
Do we have a second on the motion?
I'll second.
Okay, well, then I guess we'll see everybody next month. And Tracy, if she wants to just stop in and visit.
I'll actually be off the grid with no self-service at the next month meeting. So enjoy.
So jealous.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
That's it. You want to?
Yeah.
Excuse me.